Hello. My name is Soja Zachariasdotter, and welcome to my channel Modiga Människor, which means brave people in English. And today you watch show number 87. And you will also meet Dr. Heiko Santelman. And before I introduce him, I just want to remind you that the best way you can support this channel is to share it, just share it and share it and share it to everybody, or support me with donations. There is information about that underneath. Yeah, so now I want to introduce you, Dr. Heiko Santelman. You're so welcome. I'm so glad to have you here.
Thank you, Soja.
Yeah, now I think you kind of slipped down there. You were, I don't see the whole face. Can you do a short introduction of yourself? I mean, you have a long background as a doctor. Yeah. And you're from the beginning, actually, from Germany.
Right, exactly. Yeah. I got my education in Germany, and I'm so old that I had to, before I got my license, we had to meet up and give the oath mm-hmm. to Hippocrates.
Yeah.
And that's the one I'm following.
Yeah.
Even if it gets me in trouble.
Yeah, but in the introduction it says that you've been working for 40 years, and yes. And for 20 years you've been doing some research, and for the last 10 years mostly on vaccines.
That's correct. Because first, after I got my stroke and had time to dive into these vaccines questions, I was so shocked and was starting to write a book when this strange thing started in the virus, so-called pandemic. And then many old patients called me again and wanted help for prophylactic and treatment. Mm. And since then, I have been on my PC for at least 12 hours every day to research and be in contact by Zoom with scientists and other doctors from all around the world.
Mm.
But just to correct you, I'm not the Dr. Med. I had to escape Germany before I was finished with my PhD. Okay. So I'm just a doc, and I'm a quack because I have a specialization in natural medicine, and that gives you blunt colleagues the specialty as a quack. And then more and more I became a conspiracy analyst. So it's a very exciting time.
Hmm.
Right.
Yeah. You are very, very active now. I know that there's been a lot of things going on at the moment in Norway, and the last week. Can you tell us a little about that?
Yes. When I started to challenge the system and these narratives since I think it was April 21, and by not getting allowing these people to test me with this poisoning stick in the nose when I arrived in Norway from a seminar in Tuscany, and they told me, well, you have to get a fine. I said, yes, please send me a fine, and I didn't pay it because it's not. The test is just stupid and it doesn't work at all, as they found the inventor said himself before he got killed. So, and then they said, well, then you, but it didn't, nothing happened after that. I was hoping for a trial, but no, nothing happened. Then I was accusing the head of the Norwegian medical. Well, in America, they have FDA. In Norway, we have the Food Administration and the Drugs Administration. And so the also the Drug Administration, I charged him, reported him for murder, but because he was threatening us doctors to use these effective medicines. And then later he was just bragging about how fantastic these jabs are, and even to pregnant people, men, women, and then also to kids. And I couldn't let that happen. So, and I, but my, what's it called, my reports to the police, they just were ignored. I never got an answer. And
then, sorry, I just need to you can I just need to
yes, you didn't pay your electricity bill. Well, and then it happened that and then I got so many messages and patients who were getting sick from being near near other people who had been injected, and me too. I got also problems, medical problems, and so I said, well, there's, and I heard from other doctors that there are lots of strange things in these injections, and one professor in Italy asked me and others if he could get hold of one of these vials and sent to her for analysis. And then I thought, out, okay, I'll try that. And I went into a so-called vaccine center, asking for a jab.
Yeah.
And I had my spy glasses on. So I recorded everything and asked for information, because all the doctors are have to give information before consent, and before I heard that they don't do that. And again, I got this doctor telling me the same thing. Yeah, we don't know what's in this jab. You have to go to the Norwegian CDC page and read about that. But it just didn't say anything there what the real content was. And then I said, well, is this my app, that yes, it's a Moderna, and that if you can't tell me what's in it, I have to find out myself before I get it into my arm. So I took it and left the center, and they were screaming after me, stop the thief, and jumped over me.
So you took the bottle?
Yeah. No, it wasn't a bottle, it was just a syringe, and
okay.
Only for one person.
Okay.
Not the bottle, I'm sorry. Otherwise, I would have the batch number.
Okay.
And I lost it, but and then I got a note that I am charged with a big fine, 18,000 kroners, for stealing something which wasn't mine, and in order to sell it.
Mm-hmm. So they accused you for taking it to sell it?
Yes.
Okay.
This free garbage. Who wants to pay some money for that?
Okay. I don't know. So if you would have taken it in your arm, it would have been
yes.
Okay.
Exactly. That's completely stupid. So that makes sense. So they were really afraid to get this out and analyzed. I understood. So and then I didn't get to pay the fine, of course. And then they gave me. Then I was called up by a journalist in, when was it, before Christmas. He said, well, I just read on the internet from the police that you are court case is opening the 25th of January. Do you have a comment? I said, no, thank you. I'm looking forward to that. And Dolores Cahill from Ireland was already agreeing and coming here to be a witness. So I was very glad. And then 3 days before the court should happen, I got the text that your trial is dismissed. Mm. And I got very sad about that.
And you don't know why?
Yeah, I know why.
You know
they
why?
Are afraid. They are afraid. Yeah. Because the day before, I again went to the police to charge this, to asking for a case number of my accusation of this medical director. And finally, I got it. I gave them lots of evidence that my accusations were, based. That I'm not sick in my head or something like this. And they got frightened, right like this. And then I was asked a little later already before it was dismissed, a TV station asked me if I could be part in a program about conspiracy theorists. And I said, yes, what sort of conspiracy theory are we talking about? Is it Titanic or 9/11 or which one? There are so many ones, and most of them I lost them. They're not theories anymore. And they said, now you want to talk about your case and the vaccines. And I said, okay, you're welcome. And when this case was dismissed, they got a little sad, but asked me to have an interview with me anyhow. And I invited them to my home, and then they wanted. I said, well, I have to try something else. And I invited people through Facebook and my webpage, which I had to open because I'm in Facebook prison all the time for telling the truth. I asked people to join me on last Thursday to go to vaccine centers, so-called vaccine centers, and ask for the vaccines in order to deliver them to the police so they can check them if these accusations are right or not. Because I was asked for that from English policemen who have started a criminal investigation under number 602975679/21 and were asking of people all around the world to come with proof that there has been a criminal act. So we went to this nearby center, and they stopped us, and of course we didn't press them or just were talking and reading this paper about this criminal case and asking for the lot numbers, because just before that we had found out that there are different lots, batch numbers, and some batch numbers are lethal or give very bad side effects within a few weeks, while the others give side effects or death first many weeks or months later. And they even found out that the worst batches were delivered to places where the poor were living and the Republicans, the Trump voters, were living in the States. So we wanted to find out if it's the same here, like is the difference between East Oslo and West Oslo, if the richer ones get the better patches. But we were stopped, of course, and they called the police. And after lots of arguing, and they said that, okay, you have to leave within 1 minute, otherwise you get into, we arrest you and you will get a very high fine. Just a sec. I stayed there and said, and aren't you afraid to get arrested? And I said, no, you're welcome, because I've been trying that for almost 1 year now, and I want a court case. And because if you give me a fine, I don't pay, and then you come with a with the date of for a trial, and then you forget about it because you're afraid to meet me and my witnesses and we have collected over 1,000 scientific articles proving that there's poison and deadly stuff in these vials. So one thing led to the other, and another woman, she was also very good, educated in common law or the natural law or the Lord of God. And they said, well, this doesn't exist because there is no God. So we were driven in the police car, and after we left, then two other TV stations arrived, but I was gone already. And they didn't treat us very nicely, and that's all that you can read on my blog, docheiko.eu. And they had to leave us, they had to let us go, of course, as I said. And before that, I told the police also, you should really educate yourself about what's in these vials and get treated, because there are treatments before you get sick, and the others, the loved ones you may have injected as well. And I had to wait a long time, and at the end, this one policeman, without any other police nearby, he jumped on me and almost broke my fingers. Was just screaming, "What are you doing? What are you doing?" While this other woman was sitting just beside me. But I don't want to know what would have happened if I didn't have any witnesses nearby. He completely lost it. I think because he heard from his superiors that he had to let me go. And I can imagine his frustration, believing that he's doing a good job and his superiors are backing him up. And he took the jab to keep his job. And he made his family to take this poison by a weapon. And when he realized that there might be something in what I was claiming, I think he didn't sleep good after that. But there's help. There's help. And we have a page in Norway called lovohelse.no, which is a group of doctors and lawyers and policemen who are working together to stop this madness. So what we have to do now is to educate the policemen in what they are allowed to do and what they're not allowed to do, and we have to cure the division between the jabbed and the not jabbed, and help them to get cleaned up. That's my next mission.
There's so many things. I mean, you said that you've been studying this for the last 10 years, but this jab we're talking about is something totally different from the other thing you've been studying. And what makes this so different?
Because it's not a VACCINE at all. It's a experimental genetic therapy and a computer program software, as the chief of Moderna told himself. It's nothing I make up. And also the things we found out about the chips inside has also been proven, and they have a patentee on that as well. And I didn't believe it either, but then I heard from friends who got a fake vaccine pass from Poland, and they were going abroad through Heathrow, and they showed this passport, this jet pass, and they got arrested for document was a forgery, because they said, well, our scanner didn't did showed that you didn't have any jabs.
Mm.
So this passport must be fake. Mm.
Dr. Heiko, is it possible that you just show more of your face? Because now
it's not pretty.
So we can see you properly. There, much better.
Mm.
Mm. Yeah, but
you have some other questions?
Yes, I have. The thing about children now. I know that you've been fighting for our children that's the main thing.
Right.
I mean, what kind of world will we have if we don't fight for the children? But this is something extra. Yeah. I mean, all these injections. Right. I mean, how is it in Norway now with the recommendations?
They start vaccinating the youngsters from 5 years old as well. And last week I got a call from a colleague in Germany. He was so upset because in his town there was a boy, 6 years old, who died from a heart attack after getting this jab. And because the principal of the school had pursued him with sweeties to take this jab. They take some sweets, then you get some sweets of me. When you take this jab, it doesn't hurt that much.
Mm.
And he died a few hours later. But they're trying to hide it, and that's why it was forbidden to do autopsy so many places. And I got a new two phone calls some days ago from people who just lost their child, 30 years old, healthy, a few hours or days after this jab. And they want an autopsy, but they don't trust the health authorities and the clinics in Norway. So we wanted a pathologist from abroad. So I managed that. So if anyone is interested in that, I can help. My contact.
Mm.
Because it's very important to get this tested, the organ, to prove it was because of vaccines and nothing else. The jabs, I mean, and it's very easy to prove for the pathologists, the specialists who have looked to that for a very long time now.
Mm.
And then if you can prove it, you can sue them all the way, not only the big pharma, but also the doctor who put it in you and the politicians who press you and your employer and so on and so on.
There is so many stories now with kids actually dying after having this jab. But the thing is, I mean, you and I are talking about it here on my channel, but I haven't heard it on the news or read about it in the newspaper yet.
Sure not. Mm. They're all owned by the big companies. Like the governments as well. I don't know about Sweden, but in Norway, on the top of our parliament, we have a split order, a flag, which means that other powers are steering our country.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, so what is your thought about this mass formation in society?
But it made me very sad and very upset because I was believing in that this so-called force, power and journalists looking into real stories. And from Germany, I I know many journalists who really were risking their life to explore corruption and other bad things happening in Germany, like Wallraff, and another one he got eliminated after he spoke about his that he was blackmailed by CIA. So, of course, the journalists are afraid, and the governments are afraid they are blackmailed as well. And I think many of them are afraid that the same will happen to them, like to the Polish government when they sat in this airplane and got shot down because they didn't want to buy the jabs for the flu. What's it called? The bird flu or swine? Sorry, the swine flu. And there's I heard that Sweden said, well, then now they want to not recommend anymore the jabs for the kids because the risk is higher than the benefit. Welcome in my world. There's the WHO could not show one single case in the world where one child died from this virus without any cancer, other serious diseases underlying. So practically it's 100% safe for children, and they don't give it to grandma and grandfather either, as they used in Germany and other countries to scare them. And it was so sad. Last time I saw my one of my favorite grandchildren, she came around, hugged my legs, and said, "Well, Grandpa, sorry, we can't hug, probably because of this virus, because of COVID." And other two, they are so afraid to take it. And when they are asked to take the mask off, they said, "No, I don't want to kill Grandpa."
No, so your own grandchild.
Yeah. So throw this mask away, throw these tests away. Just heard from my wife, she's from Vietnam, but in Vietnam now they stopped recommending all these tests because it was fraud all the way and corruption.
But what makes you do this, Heiko? I mean, what does your courage to go against what the main stream says?
I want to protect my grandchildren, especially, and I would like them to have children, not get infertile.
I mean, that's big, but I mean, still, it's like, It's a very, very big decision, and I guess it cost you a lot too, I guess.
No, I had a very good education because I was bullied since I was 6-7 years old. And then my father was calling me already a conspiracy theorist because I believed that Hitler was killing Jews in the gas chambers. So that is nothing new. It just makes me stronger.
Okay, so you.
And there's so
you were very well prepared for this.
Yes, and I met so many beautiful people all around the world, fighting for truth as well, like you.
So this is your mission.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's why I want. I choose to get born again, to complete my mission.
So, I have. There's like I told you in the beginning, a little before we started, that a lot of people have been writing to me about that if you get a blood donation.
Yeah.
Many people are afraid to go to the hospital if they haven't taken the jab. And if something happened, then they need to be have donation.
Right.
What happened if they have blood from someone who are jabbed?
We don't know for sure. I just have anecdotes from doctors who have witnesses the patients who get blood or organs, organ transplant. They die like this. So a patient of mine, she got what's it called, spiked by a friend who visited her, and both her cat and she herself got heavy bleedings, and the hospital wasn't able to stop it for many hours, so she lost so much blood. So they want to give her a blood transfusion, and she said, I only want blood from unjabbed. And they said, no, we don't know if it's jabbed or not. And they said, okay, then I go home, bye-bye. Mm. So so what we need is to start blood banks for the unjabbed, like we also would have in Norway. We started a group, Facebook group, which is called Free Helse, where where therapists who are not jabbed can tell here, I'm a physiotherapist or a doctor or dentist or anything, and you can come safely to me. And we need more centers like that, and as I said, blood banks as well, and also please seed banks if you want to get children, or egg donations. And the big problem is the seeds from donated seeds from unjabbed are so much more expensive than from the jabbed now. So it's a really good investment.
I have another question about being censored in English. What's the word? Yeah. Censored?
Censoring, yeah.
Censoring, yeah.
Or censorship, yeah.
Censorship, yeah. So, because you have some experience from that, don't you?
Oh, yes. And, well, it started, well, rather early, a few months after, 1 month or I think, or two, few weeks after this shit started in 2020. I was writing on my Facebook before I got censored and imprisoned again, about the big don't listen to the media, and don't be afraid, and things like that. And this isn't why, and it is this is not worse than a heavy flu, and there are good medications for that, which already this Dr. Frocci was writing about and telling about in 2015. So and then I got television stations and newspapers were writing about this retired doctor who was spreading fake news on through Facebook, and yeah, and it just kept on, and I got shadow banned, or so many things happened with my computer as well. And of course, I was trying to write articles for the Norwegian Doctors Association, for the journal there, which never got accepted, of course, and letters to journals, which never got accepted. And then I reported together with a lawyer, the press and the television stations for spreading fake false alarm. There's a law which can promise you up to 6 months imprisonment when you spread fear among your the population, but that of course again is nothing happened there.
Yeah, but so what is the solution to all this? Heiko. But
well, it's just a matter of time until all countries stop this garbage, this stupidity, and like Denmark has stopped all the corona measurements, and one country after the other will follow, because they know this pandemic adventure or eventuality in life they failed, because they have to find other reasons now to possibilities to suppress us and control us and kill us. So, but it's very important not to get divided, stay together, the jabbed and unjabbed, and to help each other to come over this and repair the psychological, mental, and physical damages that have appeared, and for good shall stop them injecting these poisons into the children. Mm. And we have to educate not only the police but also the rest of the world, because we have been lied to for hundreds of years. We have to rewrite the history books and so on and so on. So we need journalists and television stations to educate the people after this all goes down. And there will be lots of court cases, and the Nuremberg trials are just around the corner in a few days, so 1 or 2 weeks at least, they will start. Dr. Rainer Füllmi has gathered now 50 lawyers from all around the world to take them down and ask for to pay for the loss of the people who had to close their business and lost loved ones and so on. So we'll take down the big pharma, and nobody will trust in any vaccine anymore. So if you call me an anti-vaxxer, okay, thank you. I was a little early out with that, because I studied this, as you told before, for about 10 years now. The vaccines, and what I found was really incredible. It was, and I didn't found a delete bottom up there. You know, if you first learn something, read something, saw something, these things you can't make unseen. If you don't want to become a drug addict or an alcoholic.
Is there, I mean, you've been doing so much already, Heiko. I mean, I've seen that you've been out on, what is it, Tori, you've been out speaking with the microphones on, what is the word? Like, plazas, Tori. I don't know the English word, but you've been out in the town speaking to the people. I mean,
no. That's the worst thing I can do. I'm actually a very shy person, and the worst thing I can imagine is stand up and tell something without a script.
But I just mean that I saw this video with you when you were out speaking to the crowd. I mean, you've been doing so many things already. That's what I mean.
I stepped out of my comfort zone. Yes.
Yeah. So what's the next step in all this? I mean,
As I said, we have to heal and gather lots of healers. I have contact with many healers, and we discuss how to heal. The next plan for tomorrow is that I will write a little note with 5 questions everyone who believes he has or got is forced to get this jab at the center, where they should ask. Number one, I have the right to full information about what's in this jab. Two, you'd have to tell me all about the possible side effects.
Yeah.
Three, you have to tell me about all the other alternatives I can use instead of this jab. Fourth, who is paying for side effects? And fifth, what's the lot number, the batch number of the one you want to put into my arm?
Yeah.
And when you have this, the batch number, you go to howbad.info and put the number there, and it will tell you if you have, if this gives you the risk to die or have get serious side effects within the next few weeks or not. And if your number doesn't show up there, okay, then you're among the 90% who have some weeks, maybe months even, to clean this up and protect yourself and prevent for them serious damages. I hope one day I get help to have a database so that I could put in the charge numbers and the treatments that work for which charge number. Because when I was treating the patient lately, I found out there was not one cure helping everybody. It depends on not only on the type of the people, the patient, but also on the type of the jab. And when we have after a while, a database, this treatment is most effective for these jabs with this batch number, then we really can do a difference, big difference.
Yeah, I mean, you took up these five things, and I mean, this informed consent, I mean,
yes.
It's yeah, it's obvious that it is not an form of informed consent.
I have several hours with phone calls taped. Among one is my wife got mobbed, or they wanted to get infection. She got always these text messages. Now you have to come because you're already over 65 years old and get this jab. And please, if you have any questions, so this call this number. So I called for her and said she's not that very good in German and Norwegian. So she has some questions like about these five, not the batch number yet, but the others. And what are the alternatives? What's in there? And so on. And she wants information before she wants to give her consent. And they said she can go only to, the only thing we can say, go to the webpage from the Volker Hens Institute, the CDC. And they said, but that's not enough. Does she get this information when she comes to the center? No, we don't have time for this. I said, but you apply to this. Every doctor has to do that. When you do a little operation, you have to tell the patient what possible side effects there is and what's the danger and if there are any alternatives. Yeah, but they said, but the government told us not to do because we don't have time. And that's against the law. But the law is nothing worse, more worse than toilet paper these days.
I have a question here, because you talked about different type of damages. If people contact you on, do you have information to people about how to treat the different damages from it, or?
I'm still not, I didn't start this database yet. But I'm educated in kinesiology and other tests, so I test every patient. Well, I don't have a clinic anymore. I have just my telephone and my PC. But I'm doing either Skype consultations or just by phone, and then I can test them on the distance as well to find out which treatments might help.
I have this question about ivermectin.
Yes.
Is that something you treat people with?
Sure. It's fantastic. And I believe strongly that I saved many lives with it. And the first time I used it was for a friend. He got so sick, so he couldn't talk to me even. So a friend raised, they called me and said, Heiko, Aris getting so sick now, so I think we have to put him into hospital. And I said, no, stay put, I'm coming at 11 o'clock at night. And he was really in bad shape and could almost not breathe and couldn't stay up, just lying in the bed. So, I gave him ivermectin, and the next day he was joining us with a demonstration. It was with a few hours only.
And this medicine, they keep away from us.
Exactly, yeah. Because when they say there is a medicine, they don't have the right to put this experiment on us with not licensed medications, which is this jab. It's not licensed yet. It's just an emergency authorization, and that is it's not valid when there is any other treatment. That's why. And you know why we have to get these boosters all the time?
You can tell us.
Because one of these ingredients is this graphene oxide, and they make antennas so they can check us up and fuck up our minds and thoughts and so on. But this graphene oxide, hydroxide, is so small that the body is excreting it. But then if it excretes too much, then you have to get a new dose. Which is the stuff there. And the paracetamol is also not helping so good, but N-acetylcysteine, which is used for people who have bronchitis with lots of mucus, and makes you cough up the mucus easier, and it also helps to eliminate alcohol or paracetamol. This helps also a lot. Until now, you can get it over the counter. But in America already, it's now, you have to have a prescription by a doctor, because it's so effective to get this poison out of your body. And another thing which is worth to mention is when you ask for more information about this, what's in there, they tell them, people to go to this webpage from the CDC, which is called Volker-Hinz Institute, which is paid by the Rockefeller Institute. These assholes, so sorry, my language. And but they'd say it contains two types of ALC, and I don't remember the numbers. It's on my webpage, docheiko.eu. And these are poisons used only for computers and other electric gadgets, and it said not allowed for human beings or animals, only for research. And after I posted that, the webpage got changed, like so many other web pages, you know, it's just Danish. But there's a machine called TimeDeck, or a machine where you can find out what this was on this internet page before. And that's how we found out lots. We found also out by this technique, and the Norwegian government already paid for these COVID tests, PCR tests, already in 2017. All they knew, they're fantastic. And they said, well, that we should have a commission to find out more of this so-called pandemic, but everything in which they'll find out should be secret for 100 years. Not changed into 65 years, but still, I don't think these perpetrators, like our presidents, will live more than 65 years from now. But they will get lifelong imprisonment instead. Hmm.
So, pregnant women and the jab. Is that a perfect match?
That's a perfect murder match, yes. So many, yeah, so many reports. If you look for it, you'll find it easily on the internet. The numbers, how many of them got died, and how many lost their babies of the so-called jab. Yes? And even a breast milk is not recommended to give from jab mothers. So many children died from this milk.
But how come? I mean, never ever in our history have we been recommending pregnant women to take something.
Exactly.
What's the difference now?
They should not take any tuna, for example, right? Because the mercury in the tuna could harm the child, and they shouldn't take any painkillers and so on and so on. But that says something about the agenda, which I want to talk, don't want to take or speculate in. But there are so many possible agendas there, and you can find that I'm a little more outspoken on my page about that. But it just shows you that it's not about health at all, because everything they say, it's against all the medicine we know and all the Hippocrates oaths. Do no harm. Now the doctors are ordered to do harm, otherwise they lose their job. But in Germany, it should, they said there should be mandatory jabbing from the 1st of February. And so many doctors said no, and they left the job, or okay, I stay on the job, but I don't put this poison into any more people. And many doctors, they lost the job who were right doing the things I did do here, like writing exemptions for wearing these coffee filters, which are poison, or take the test in the nose with poison called ethylene oxide, which is can cause cancer,
yeah,
and damage to your DNA, and ridiculous fines they got. And many of my doctor friends in Germany and others, they left the country to Brazil or Tanzania or Ukraine or other places. But I think I can do more while staying here.
So, Dr. Heiko, if we kind of close this up I mean, there is hope, isn't it?
Of course, there's hope. Yeah.
So, what would you like to tell the audience?
The bastards will soon get taken away, haha, hoo hoo, and the measurements will be stopped. Of course, they try to say we can stop them now because this the jabs have worked so good and the immunity is working. The reason, like also Boris Yeltsin said, no, well, we don't need it anymore. But I think he got he feels the knife on his neck or throat. Yeah, better. So they give in, and we have to. There are medicines for both for the jabs and for the not jab. If they get sick, or if they want to get this poison out of their body, and they have to get, there are good possibilities to, with frequency therapy and other therapies to heal the mind as well. And there are lots of fantastic plans. These friends of mine also have been working on for a long time for alternatives for health, the new alternatives for agriculture and education and justice and so on and so on. Good times ahead. Don't give up and get more information on my webpage, please. And all these 5 points, I will make a flyer there which you can print out and hand out to the ones who are standing in front of these VAX centers in line and ask them to read and ask these questions when they go in.
I still have this picture on my mind where you actually went into the jab station and tried to take this away with you. I mean,
I will put in a while, I will put it on my webpage as well, the film.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you so much. Is it something else that you just want to add to all this?
Very short. I didn't talk about this injunction. So I tried for many times to injunction is thought to stop something immediately to save lives and to save health, you know, when life, health and life are at risk. While you're waiting for a trial to find more information to find out if it's really something bad. And I tried that for a long time and it was dismissed. And last time it was dismissed because I didn't have half an several hundred kroners on my account in case I lose the case. And because there was some not completely correct formulations. So now I have a lawyer. He helped me to use the right language. And I opened a crowdfunding page to get this money so I can show it to the government here in case I lose here. I can pay you. Otherwise, the people who have paid in there, if I win, they can get their money back. So, but I just got a note from my lawyer yesterday that the new injunction was dismissed again. So the justice system is so rotten, we have to build a new one. But there are many fantastic, beautiful people around and help us who send me more information, which I put together on my webpage. So thank you for all, and like you, Soya, and your channel. So beautiful people, and I'm really touched. Thank you.
I'm so glad that you were in this show today. Thank you so much. And
you're so welcome.
Yeah, and thank you everybody who has been watching, and so I say bye bye to everybody.
Bye bye, Victoria.